Our next game is called Fictional Full Names, and our contestants are Samantha Bennett and Katie Pugh. Samantha, Katie, good names. Have you ever had an embarrassing nickname that you were trying to get rid of?
I think really, I mean, when you have a last name like Pugh,
yeah,
there are a lot of things that come about in, like, you know, grade school and college and at work, you know, and there's lots of...
So your entire life.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of follows you. So, I mean, it's variations of Pugh and Pugh, and it's basically been that ad nauseum.
Samantha, how about you?
Very briefly in college, I had a mercifully short-lived nickname, Grover.
Grover? Why?
Hey, everybody!
Back to the game. So even fictional characters get tagged with bad nicknames, is the point that sometimes they cannot shake. So we are going to quiz you on some famous fictional characters that are known only by their nickname. For example, on the HBO series Entourage, everyone called the character Salvador Asante Turtle because he kind of looked like a turtle.
It was kind of turtle-esque, I guess, yeah.
You had a turtle-like feature. So we're going to give you the full name, and you have to give us the better-known nickname. And, of course, the winner will move on to our final round. Let's give it a shot. Now 56 years old, Barbara Millicent Roberts has had over 150 careers, including veterinarian, astronaut, NASCAR driver, and, according to her website, rap musician. Barbara Millicent Roberts, fictional person.
She's a real doll.
Nice one. Samantha.
Barbie.
Yes. Yes, that is correct. Rap musician. Yeah, her album was called Fear of a Pink Planet. It's adorable.
That's pretty good.
Patricia Rijkaard is also known as Sir to her closest friend, Marcy. Sam.
Peppermint Patty.
That's right, yes. Oscar Zoroaster Phadrig Isaac Norman Henkel Emmanuel Ambrose Diggs is a circus magician who promotes himself by putting his first two initials on his hot air balloon. Just don't look behind the curtain. Samantha?
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz!
Wow.
Yeah!
When you put it all together, it's very complicated. I mean...
Not to be confused with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, Bibendum has been selling tires since 1894. Katie?
Michelin Man.
That is correct. The Michelin Man. Norval Rogers likes solving mysteries with a talking dog and is often afflicted by the munchies. Katie.
Scooby and... Oh my God, Shaggy.
Shaggy is correct.
Wow. It's a lot easier when I'm in my car and not looking at people and I'm like, oh, I know all these answers.
Of course. Yeah, it's a little extra pressure standing
it
up
is.
Here. Yeah,
it's
of course. That's heavy. Normal. I like whoever in the crowd just went, say it!
I appreciate that. That is some tough love.
Extremely helpful. Yeah.
Why is she not saying it? Why doesn't she just say it?
I'm going to lose it! We're two games in and I can't believe this! John Reed was never really by himself when he was out riding with his Kemosabe. Sam.
Tonto. Oh, I'm sorry, the Lone Ranger.
You clearly know them all, yes. A silver bullet for you, you are correct. And this is your last clue. Gordon Shumway sounds more like a tax accountant than an alien from the planet Melmac. This is my favorite show starring an alien who eats cats.
That's right.
Alf.
Katie says Alf, and she is correct. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung.
It was a tough game, but Sam, congratulations, you're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll get back to our roots, and by that we mean the bleached out roots of 80s hair bands, and the hosts of NPR's Invisibilia will get in touch with their emotions. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.